From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, January 22nd. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Michelle Endegeocello ahead of her upcoming performance at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Danville School District 118 is holding a second day of e-learning instruction today due to cold temperatures. But many school districts are returning to in-person instruction, including the Champaign Unit 4 and Salt Fork districts, which announced their plans yesterday. Temperatures dropped below zero overnight, but are forecast to rise into the 20s today. A statewide group for LGBTQ plus rights in Illinois is advising people to stay vigilant in light of an executive order from President Trump this week. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The order recognizes only two genders, man and woman. CEO of Equality Illinois Brian Johnson says the state has strong protections for trans-identifying residents. His group is waiting to see exactly how Trump's order will affect those laws.
And we need to see what we can stop through litigation. So no entity, no person should read that executive order and think that they have a license to cut back on the rights of trans folks.
He says trans-identifying people in the meantime should find legal counsel, talk to their medical provider, and make sure all of their legal documents are up to date. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
After a week of fear fueled by multiple threats that Chicago would be the site of President Donald Trump's first major deportation raids, there were no reports of immigration enforcement yesterday. Adriana Cardona-Magigad reports.
The parking lot of a Home Depot on the southwest side is usually bustling with day laborers looking for work. But a combination of the cold and the deportation threats had nearly emptied out the area. Only two men stood shivering, hoping to get picked up. They say they're not afraid of immigration agents. Someone had given them a flyer with information about their rights, and their plan was to remain silent. Advocates monitoring different parts of the city say there were no reports of ICE arrests, but they say they're remaining alert. I'm Adriana Cardona-Magigad.
Illinois joined more than 20 other states in filing lawsuits yesterday challenging President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. The president's order asserts that the U.S. is free to deny citizenship to children born in this country if their parents lack legal status or permanent residency. Political science professor Timothy Lewis of Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville tells the 21st show that President Trump's move goes against the 14th Amendment.
Birthright citizenship is guaranteed by the 14th Amendment, but he is going to literally challenge the Constitution and do so through the courts in order to try to get this done. It just shows his nature to circumvent protocol, and that should be alarming even for legal migrants in this country.
The lawsuits filed by Illinois and other states are asking federal courts to block the president's order and to hold a hearing to decide its constitutionality. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Michelle Endegeocello ahead of her upcoming performance at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high of 24 degrees, south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of 15 degrees, south wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 23 degrees, a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 3 degrees, west wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 21 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st show, a conversation with Governor J.B. Pritzker on the return of the Trump administration, how Illinois has been preparing for that, and after losing the 2024 elections, how Democrats ought to adjust their approach to politics. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. For decades, singer, songwriter, poet, bassist, and producer Michelle Endegeocello has blessed listeners with an unmistakable voice with mesmerizing lyrics and instrumentation. And on January 28th, next Tuesday, Endige Ocello will perform at the Kraner Center for the Performing Arts, presenting No More Water, The Gospel of James Baldwin. IPM's Reginald Hardwick spoke with Endige Ocello, starting with a quote she shared at her NPR Tiny Desk concert.
James Baldwin said that you think your pain and your heartbreak are unprecedented in the history of the world, but then you read.
How do you reflect on that quote as you're coming to Central Illinois?
Oh, I think often people flippantly say, if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it. And I think that's starting to fall on deaf ears. I think I was a person who really was like, what do you mean? We need to be in the moment and constantly looking so-called forward. But I think after reading The Fire next time, I realized how important it was for me to read my elders, have a better understanding of history, so that the experience that I am having now wouldn't be so daunting. It wouldn't be a shock. And also that understanding the stories, whether it's fiction or nonfiction of the past, gives you a better understanding to the commonality and constancy of a certain type of oppression, a certain type of bigotry, a certain type of power grab.
As we know, Baldwin was a legendary writer and activist, and he would have turned 100 years old in 2024.
I don't know what most white people in this country feel, but I can only include what they feel from the state of their institutions. I don't know if white Christians hate Negroes or not, but I know that we have a Christian church which is white and a Christian church which is black. I know, as Malcolm X once put it, that the most segregated hour in American life is high noon on Sunday. That says a great deal for me about a Christian nation. It means that I can't afford to trust most white Christians and certainly cannot trust the Christian church. You want me to make an act of faith, risking myself, my wife, my woman, my sister, my children, on some idealism which you assure me exists in America, which I have never seen.
How does your show pay homage to him?
Oh, I think I try to maintain clarity that these are songs inspired by his writing. And we use his writing sort of as segues to remind people of his brilliance and also his prophetic understanding about what's happening in this country in terms of race and class and gender.
Just be right here, right now, we can't lose our way. Struggle starts now, right here today. We talk about the truth. It's time to make a change. Put our aching hearts to use.
What's another word for trouble? 'Cause that's what we're in.
What would you say to him if you had a chance to sit down?
Oh, I love you. I would just say I love you and thank you for all of that, the humanity that you put in your writing, all that you shared of yourself that was so deeply personal that aided me in not feeling so alone. I would just say I love you so much. I'm so grateful for your time on earth.
Here at Illinois Public Media, we have our NPR station, we have our classical music station, and I'm in the studio of our Illinois Soul station, which is black music and news. And there's not a day that goes by that we are not playing one of your songs from incredible, iconic Plantation Lullabies from 30 years ago. Will some of the songs on that album be included in your show in Krannert, or?
Oh, no. Actually, we play mostly of the Baldwin music since it's a long piece of music, and I appreciate that. But hopefully you'll be kind enough today to play either Trouble or Love from the Baldwin Project so I can introduce people into where I am now and see, wow, that Plantation Lullabies was such a strong building block for me. And now instead of being an angry young person, I'm really seeing that and praying that love unifies us.
To live in love is to be uncertain. To live in love is to bear the burden. There's so many who yearn to know. My life matters. Yearn to know. To live in love is to be uncertain. To live in love.
You want a Grammy in 2024 for Best Alternative Jazz Album for the Omnicord Real book. What is it like to still be producing and being awarded for your art 30 years after your iconic album?
Oh, I'm so humbled by it. So humbled that I never thought I'd get this far in terms of age and, you know, my experience through time and space. But it's just always, I have such gratitude that anyone listens to what I make. So I just try to just stay clear and humble. I'm just grateful.
Do you have a favorite genre of music? Yours covers so many genres. And what do you listen to?
Oh my God, a favorite genre. That's funny. No, I like some days I'm listening to all soundtracks. Last week I was really on an Aretha Franklin tangent. And then some days I'm listening to Fugazi and, you know, independent punk music, or I really love the new Salt record. I don't know if you get a chance to listen to that. It's some of the most beautiful soul and rhythm and blues music I've heard in a while. Really, really inspires me, these young people, spiritually.
January 28th, you're here at Krannert. What is your pitch to folks to come if they haven't already bought a ticket? And I know there are lots of tickets sold.
It's uplifting. It's thought-provoking. If anything, come celebrate Baldwin like he needs to be celebrated.
Michelle and Degloccello, we appreciate your generosity with your time, and we wish you safe travels as you make your way here to Champaign-Urbana and the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll see you there.
That was IPM's Reginald Hardwick speaking with Michelle Andegeocello ahead of her performance at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts next week. You can hear an extended version of this story and watch videos from the artist James Baldwin Project at ipmnewsroom.org. The Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is a financial supporter of Illinois Public Media. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Adriana Cardona and Magigod, Kulsoom Khan, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.